You are listening through the Stage Door with the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. We're a biweekly program that celebrates what's happening at the Majestic Theater on stage, as well as the musical sounds coming from the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or the Ted Herbert Music School, you can give us a call at 603-669-7469 or visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net. Or tedherbert.com. My name is Robert Dine. I'm the Artistic Director of Majestic Theater and our Administrator for Ted Herbert's. And today in the studio, I have a couple cast members from the production of The Good Doctor opening up our dinner theater series on January 3rd through the 5th at the Executive Court Banquet Facility. And we're also doing a Facebook Live here, and I'm doing a little better each time. Right now, I can see my head is in the middle of the screen, so we're going to move this a little bit so that you guys can see, and we will get this right eventually, I promise, for all those of you on Facebook. But if you're not on Facebook, you should be. If you haven't liked the Majestic Theater page or the Ted Herbert Music page, then by all means, you want to make sure you definitely join us, because we're always posting some cool stuff. We'd love you to be a part of what we do. So in the studio today, I have Cesar. Welcome.
Welcome.
And hi. I have Heather.
Hello.
And Heather's been in before, and Cesar's new. We already gave him the whole lowdown, or, you know, what we can't say on the radio, right? Actually, I had to tell Heather all of that. It wasn't.
Yeah.
So at any rate, you know, so you guys are both, you're two of 11 people in The Good Doctor by Neil Simon. So let's start real quick. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You'll notice one of us has an accent, which is really cool, and we're going to talk about that a little later. But Heather, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing in this production.
Hi, my name is Heather Armhold. I think when this is airing, I'm going to actually be performing in Elf, also at the Majestic Theater.
Don't get tickets to Elf. It's sold out.
I'm super excited to be part of a sold-out run. I recently did Jekyll and Hyde, also at the Majestic Theater. And I also competed in the New Hampshire Play Festival with fellow castmate Daniel Shays, and we won the festival with a play named Sammy's Game by Christopher Lockhart. So that was really exciting.
And you guys were also in Plaza Suite.
And we were also in Plaza Suite.
So I think you guys are
We opened with another Neil Simon show last year.
That's
so
true.
That's awesome.
Yep. Last season we did do Plaza Suite as our opening for this dinner theater season. We've been doing shows. Our season actually started in August, but we actually start our dinner theater series in January. We do dinner theater January, February, March, and April. Advance reservations are required. If you've never been to the Executive Court, it is a great facility. The food's amazing. Beautiful facility, and they're doing a very good job for us. So, but you do have to get your tickets in advance for this. You can get them online at www.majestictheater.net, or I always say call the box office. Why pay an online fee if you don't have to pay an online fee? Cesar, get a little close to that mic and tell us a little bit about you.
Wow, I'm so nervous, but I'm very excited to be part of the Majestic family. I'm from Miami, Florida, so I'm the Latin.
I was going to say, wait a second, you came from somewhere warm?
Yes.
Why did you come here from somewhere warm?
To make a change.
Oh, okay. All right, a change is fine.
A change, to yep. change the town.
Okay, all right. So, well, welcome to winter.
Yes.
All right. So have you ever lived in New England before?
No, never. It's my first time.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen snow?
Never.
Oh,
I see it last week.
Well, yeah.
Oh, first time.
Awesome.
But so tell us a little bit what you did back in Miami.
Yes, in Miami, I was doing theater for 20 years. Also, I came from Panama, so I born in Panama. I was doing theater in Panama. In Miami, I was doing comedy all the time on A Street, very funny comedies. Also, I was doing a radio show called Cesar and the Oscar de la Fortuna. So it's a Spanish funny radio show, very interactive with the media. So I came just to begin being involved with the theater in Manchester, and I'm very happy to be in the Majestic family.
Perfect. Well, we're happy to have you. And Heather will tell you, once you come to Majestic and you're part of the family,
you're
we never
stacked.
Let you go.
Okay.
Because we do 8,623 shows a year. So
that's perfect.
But yeah, so it's great to have you. And we'll talk a little bit about your accent, because I remember it was funny on your audition form we asked for conflicts, and you wrote my accent, and I was like, accent, and I didn't know what you meant, and then we'll talk a little more about that. Okay. But anyway, The Good Doctor is a play by Neil Simon. It opened on Broadway at the Eugene O'Neill Theater in 1973 and ran for about 208 performances and 8 previews, which is not extremely long for a Broadway show. But definitely it's a successful show, and it's a show that exposes the ridiculous, tender, outlandish, ludicrous, innocent, and weird frailties of human beings. Each scene tells its own story, but the behavior of the characters and the resolutions of their stories are not typical or predictable. This is a very, very funny show, and you guys are two of 11 yes. different people that are playing 28 different roles in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
Yes.
That's a challenge.
So we have Liz Fontanella, who is our...
She gets to play the same role, though, right?
She's playing the same role. She is playing the narrator. So she's going to kind of take us through this crazy world that Neil Simon has written for us. So you're going to have everything from The Good Doctor to seduction arrangements and all kinds of different funny scenarios. So she's going to lead us through the production. And it's interesting because that role is originally written for a man. So it's really cool that we're changing it up a little bit.
We are cutting edge.
Absolutely. Outside the box.
Outside the box.
There is no box.
Well, it was interesting. We were joking before the show that typically we have, like, you know, pretty much 3 women to every man who auditions for theater. And Majestic's no different than everybody else. But in the February Dinner Theater show, we actually had more men than women. Which is completely unheard of.
That's awesome,
but it's great. It's a great problem to have. But it was like, oh my.
I remember the beginning of the night, we was like 6 men in the room.
And then finally 2 women came in.
And 2 women came in.
And normally in an audition for community theater, if you're a woman, you end up reading like 27 times because you have to read against all the men. Well, this time it was the opposite. I'm sorry, the men usually have to read like 27 times against a woman, and this time it was the opposite. So it was really, really cool, and we got a lot of great people for both shows, and very, very excited for the season. Cesar, tell us a little bit about, now you're in 2 scenes?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about, start with one of them. Tell us what you do in that scene.
One of the scenes, I'm the sneezer, so it's so funny because I have to sneeze all the time. So
sorry, folks. We just blew their ears out.
Yeah, it's very hilarious because I realized that the situation can be occur in a theater sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very proud in that scene because I'm working with Roy Swanger, and I feel very comfortable doing that scene. And also the scene have a lot of change of character, of my character during the scene. I'm very idiot at the beginning. Sometimes I'm very aggressive. So I really like the emotions that I can change through all the scene.
So even within a short scene, you have an arc for your character. You can grow as your character. The scene he's talking about, folks, is called The Sneeze. It's the second scene in Act 1. A man in a theater audience lets loose a monstrous sneeze that sprays the neck and head of the man seated in front of him, a man who just happens to be his superior at work. It's not the sneeze, but the man's reparations that cause his eventual demise. I'll tell you, I know there was a very successful production of The Good Doctor many, many years ago, and I'll tell you, when I read this last summer, I was looking for another Neil Simon, something that had a big cast that we always say that isn't on stage all at once, because our dinner theater stage is not huge, and I laughed through this whole play because it was so funny. Heather, tell us a little bit about one of the scenes you're in.
Well, funnily enough, one of my scenes is the audition, so I'm on stage by myself for the entire time, and I actually reference the sneezer in my play. So it's funny that in my scene, I mean, so it's funny that he brought that one up. So I start off as very young and naive going into this audition and then slowly gain confidence as I go on. I don't want to tell the whole story.
Right.
But,
and you have this voice from the darkness that's talking to you, right?
Then I have no idea where this person is, and it's just... It's really funny, and it's great, and I like that I have a lot of freedom because I'm on stage by myself, so I have to keep it interesting because it's just me.
And I do have to say our production is directed by Joe Polanzi, who's done a lot for us over the years, and we're very excited about that. Joe's doing a couple shows for us this year. It's a great thing. Dinner Theater is a great thing because, I'll do a shout out to George Peel, who did Dinner Theater for millions and millions of years. Well, maybe not that long, but lots of years at the Chateau when it was open. And Stage One, kind of his production company, kind of brought Dinner Theater to Manchester. And we started doing Dinner Theater about 30 years ago, but probably about 25 years ago. And we were at the Chateau. Now we're at the Executive Court. But Dinner Theater is just a totally different experience for theater. And,
it really is.
It's kind of good because we have to pick shows that fit that venue. And you might say to yourself, well, I've been to the Executive Court. I've never... Where there's no stage, there's no... Well, folks, we build a theater inside the Executive Court, trust me. We put the stage up, we bring the lights in, we bring the curtains in, we bring the sound and all that stuff. We bring the set in. Our set for this year, we have Kelsey Moreau, who's joining us as our set designer this year for all of our dinner theaters, who did Jekyll and Hyde and a couple other shows in Nashua, and just amazing set designer. So we're very, very excited about that. So it's going to be a great night. The ticket price is $42 for Friday and Saturday, $40 for Sunday. That's all inclusive, folks. The meal, the show, the gratuity, everything. The only thing in addition to that is if you want to get a drink at the cash bar, you can. There is a cash bar. Have I told you there's a cash bar? But that is all inclusive of everything. And, you know, honestly, if you can't get a show and dinner for that anywhere.
You can't even go to the movies
for
that
price.
True.
That's true. So Cesar, tell us a little bit about the other scene that you're in.
The other scene is the arrangement. It's very, very funny scene. I realized because it's very my character is very innocent in that scene. He never had sex before with a girl, so when he's talking with his father, is talking about.
I think we just went PG. Let me tell you the description before you continue. That's the first time I think the word sex has ever been said on this radio show, I have to say.
No, I've definitely said it during Lend Me a Tenor.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Actually, Matt did that show. I don't think I was here for that.
Yeah, you did.
The arrangement. A father negotiates a price with a woman to give his son his first sexual experience as a 19th birthday gift. Then he has second thoughts. Now, I will tell you, folks, seriously, dinner theaters are not for 10-year-olds.
Yes.
They're not. But it's still, this is Neil Simon, so it's not really so over the top that you're going to be offended. We do strive to meet our audience, so don't be afraid by us using the word sex in that scene. So go ahead and continue, yeah. But don't get me in trouble now, all right? Go ahead.
Yeah, but the scene is very, the character is very innocent. He's thinking about he's going to school to learn something different, something that maybe he can enjoy and want to do it again and again and again. So the father talked with this girl and negotiated the price. At the end, you have to discover what really happened. But it's a very, very hilarious and amusing. And also, at the end, I think people can learn a good message through this story. Because at the end, I feel very, very sentimental. Sometimes I feel I can cry during the end.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think you need to turn your volume down on your device over there because I can hear it in my headphones. Is your volume on?
No.
We have like 16 Facebook Lives happening here right now. So you can get it here in Miami, maybe in Panama?
Yeah. They're watching, actually.
Oh, they're watching, okay.
They're watching in Panama, actually in Miami also.
You know what? Well, I have one Facebook Live watcher right now. Thanks, Mom. we will keep trying to do the Facebook Live thing. And I always have to give a shout-out to Peter White in the morning show. Folks, if you're in the Manchester area, 7 to 9 a.m. every day, Peter White does his morning show, and I'm faithful to it because it's a lot of fun, very laid back, and it's helped us improve this program as well. So thank you to Peter for that. And if you're make sure you stick with WMNH because they are playing 24 hours of Christmas music until Christmas Day, and I'll tell you they're playing stuff that is not that you don't hear, not the regular stuff.
Atypical.
It's like they have over 5,000 Christmas tunes, and
what?
I'm hearing stuff on that channel that I'm literally not hearing anywhere else, which is kind of cool. So checking that 95.3 on WMNH. You can also listen online at WMNH.org. Heather, your other scene that you're in is what?
The Seduction.
Oh. Wow, okay.
The first time ever that I am not the one doing the seducing. This is exciting.
Okay. Let me read the... A bachelor shares his foolproof method of seducing other men's wives, and with no direct contact until she is on her way into his arms. You know what I think, Cesar? I think it was my volume.
It's
sorry
your
about
volume
that. It was my volume. So tell us a little bit about that scene, Heather, without making people feel like it's too much of an
out-there
show.
It is very, very laid back and very simple, actually. Tim Mitchell, who I've worked with before,
oh, yeah.
He is amazing, and he is so funny. He is this suave, debonair bachelor, and his goal is to seduce other men's wives. So he has his eyes set on me. I am married to fellow castmate Daniel Shays, who I've I've been married to him, I think, in like 4 or 5 productions now. I guess they just like us together. I don't know. And he seduces me through my husband. And at the end, I have to make the choice of, do I go with the bachelor and the exciting, or do I stay with the husband who is unpassionate and a bit boring? So you have to see what choice ends up happening.
And I have to tell you, because we had 2 scenes in a row that we talked about seduction and sex and all that stuff.
But
I will say that those are only
all about that.
Yeah, and those are only 2 scenes out of. Let me tell you the titles of the other scenes. So this is a bunch of little vignettes that happen throughout the show. So the good thing is if you don't really like a scene, which isn't going to happen because all the scenes are great, so in Act 1 we've got the writer, we've got the sneeze, which Cesar's in. We've got the governess, we've got surgery, too late for happiness, and like you said, the seduction. In Act 2, we've got a scene called the drowned man. A man finds himself agreeing to pay a sailor for the entertainment of watching the sailor jump into the water to drown himself. It's a comedy. Really, it is a comedy. I promise it's a comedy. The audition, which you talked about. A defenseless creature. The arrangement. The writer again. A quiet war. So there's lots and lots and lots of great and funny scenes. I want to make sure I shout out to all the people that are in the show, though. As you said, Liz Fontanella is the writer. I'm not going to say what people are because I know I'm going to mess it up because there's many roles.
Yeah, we have so many parts.
Yeah. And so we've got Heather Armhold, who's here with us today. We've got Amber Lindquist, Kirsten Koch, Laurie Kerrigan, Sheila Melanson, Cesar, who's here today, Raul Bernal, Roy Swanger, Tim Mitchell, and Dan Shays. And like I said, the show is being directed by Joe Polanzi. And once she's done with the elf, we'll be assisted by the princess herself, Amy Baker. if you're just joining us, we're talking with a few of the cast, 2 of the 11 cast members of The Good Doctor by Neil Simon. It's a comedy happening to open the Majestic Theater's 2020 Dinner Theater season, January 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Performances Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 1:30. Advance reservations are required for this dinner theater performance by calling 669-7469, or if you want the convenience and pay a fee for the convenience, you can get them online at www.majestictheater.net. I asked this question before we went live, even the first time we went live.
Yes.
I'm very appreciative of new people that come to our family, and we have new people come to our family of all different ability levels, all different backgrounds. And like I said, on your audition form, you wrote accent. And I was like, it took me a couple minutes to realize what that meant until you said, my accent. So obviously you have a bit of an accent, Cesar. How are you working through becoming your diction becoming more clear within the scope of these characters?
Actually, this is the I do a play in English in 2001.
Okay.
In Miami.
Oh wow!
So,
okay.
And then I enjoy the just the funny improv group.
Okay.
And I was doing some scenes in English for 2 years. Now I move and realize my English was not good at all. So I enrolled to Manchester Community College like 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay.
At the same time, I do the audition to be in this comedy. And when you select me, I begin working more in my accent. The classes that I take is 3 days a week. So I'm trying to learn as fast as I can. And also, I really appreciate the cast. They help me a lot with some words that I can't pronounce at all. So when I have like a not good pronunciation, they say, okay, you have to pronounce like this way, this way, this way. So I prepare myself at home also. And I realized yesterday that I can Google, put the word, and Google can say the exact pronunciation of
that's,
the word.
No, that's huge.
So that is amazing.
I have to say I've done that too. We do French songs at my church. And some of them I knew as a kid, but I tell you, I can get through the French. But I did the same exact thing. I typed in it to Google Translate, and it'll say it for me, which is great.
Yeah. And sometimes the words, for example, the names, I think I like the pronunciation with my accent can be like sometimes really funny.
Well, I know when you auditioned for Things My Mother Taught Me, which is our February dinner theater show, it was, I mean, the accent actually worked to your advantage because it was hilarious. Yeah. It was totally hilarious the way that you just, you know, you were able to, just the interaction and all that. So I'm going to predict, you know, it's not going to be no different. We're going to have a few people that are going to like, I can't understand him. But you know what? The best thing is that we are a learning theater, and we're happy you're with us. And I know that what you're going to do is going to be understandable, and what you're going to do is going to be good and funny, and you're going to have a great time learning and doing it. So you know what? Well, to those people, oh well. You know, they have to get over it. We go through the same thing at my church. We had a couple priests come from India. And it was the same thing. It took some time to get used to the accent. And, you know, and after a while, it was like you don't even notice the accent because – but that's the hard thing is that – but it's a good thing that the cast is all supportive to kind of help you know, help you, you know, and all that, because we want you to be successful in what you're doing, and we want you to do lots of other stuff with us. So the original Broadway production actually starred Christopher Plummer. I'm just seeing this in my notes. I did not know that. Christopher Plummer from Sound of Music. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Yes. And they did make a television movie. And the movie was based on the play with Edward Asner, Richard Chamberlain, and Marcia Mason, who later went on to marry Neil Simon. It was premiered as part of PBS's Great Performances in 1978, so I'm sure that exists somewhere. But the play, Neil Simon has put to life these short stories written actually by a Russian author and playwright named Anton Chekhov. Now, Anton Chekhov is not... He has lots of shows. It's not the type of theater we normally do. And Simon even gives Chekhov a role without specifically naming him. Do you know which one it is? Which one is it?
The writer.
It is the writer, yes. And occasionally playing a role in. So other than the fact, each scene can and often does stand alone as its own story with its own characters. So, you know, our audiences, we've done a couple shows. We have a couple different shows that are mini scenes. This year we've got... this show, The Good Doctor. Oh, and I have to make sure I say, too, not to be confused with the TV show, The Good Doctor.
Everyone keeps asking me that. And I wish I was going to be on that show. Yeah, but this is a wonderful
TV show. This is not The Good Doctor TV show, just so you know. But we have a couple shows. You know, we've got The Good Doctor. We've got Love Sick, which is written by John Cariani, who also wrote Almost Maine, happening in February at the Studio Theater. And then actually we're doing a brand new script of The Rule of Three in June, which at the Studio Theater, which is three one-act Agatha Christie mysteries. What they've done is they've taken all those one-act Agatha Christie mysteries that no one ever does because... you're not going to do an hour show. People want more than that. And they put three of these 45-minute shows together to produce
like
a night. Yeah, to produce a night of Agatha Christie. Yes. So we're really excited for those things. And it gives us an opportunity to kind of spread the wealth with these great roles for the actors. So I always ask the same questions. I always tell you that, are there things that have happened within the rehearsal process that you can say on the radio?
Yes.
That are funny or that are unusual as you guys have learned this show?
Well, can I just go back real quick to you saying it's learning theater? I want to give a shout out to Kirsten because this is her first show ever. So I want to say, like, that's awesome. And she's doing a really great job of developing character and learning her lines and being unafraid to work with other actors who have been a lot more seasoned. So I want to give her a little shout out for that. Something funny that happened at the end of The Seduction when I'm supposed to make the choice, Tim and I were looking into each other's eyes and he's just keep talking, and he's like, you can interrupt me anytime you want, and I was just like, I was spellbound. I'm sorry. Tim Mitchell, you're amazing. Yeah. I was spellbound by you.
Any funny moments that you've experienced so far?
The first funny moment was the first day that I was doing the scene with Daniel, and we began doing the script and supposed to be his son. But look at me. I can be never his son.
Well, I did notice
that. So I became his stepson.
Well, and I did notice that. Oh, you talk about the arrangement?
Yeah.
You're supposed to, it's a 19-year-old. As soon as I read that, I went, wait a second. So, folks, this is community theater. We have men playing women, women playing, well, no women playing men this time.
Not this time.
Yes.
Oh, no, actually, no. We don't have men playing women.
Right.
We have women playing men.
Yes.
Right. I'm just reversing everything today.
It's okay. It's opposite.
So definitely come and see The Good Doctor. You know, it's a great, great show. Note out also, if you haven't received our season brochure, those did go out. We have our season brochure that has all the music events and all the theater events for our 2019-20 season. Give us a call or shoot us an email, robertmajestictheater.net, so we can send that to you. You have everything that you need to know about our upcoming season. So I think that's going to be about a wrap, because I don't want to go over, because I know a couple shows ago they said, you went to 45 minutes. I don't know how I managed to do that. We're going to be off for a couple weeks because our next taping is supposed to be Christmas Day. We won't be taping on Christmas Day. Oh. So you might hear this program for a few weeks, but if you're like me and you're looking for something to do, you can always go on WMNH.org. And you can also, I'm sorry, WMNHradio.org, and you can listen to past programs. They may repeat another one of our Christmas programs from a few years ago, but we'll definitely be back the first week of January, folks. There's a lot going on, and we're excited to be able to present some great theater for you. We love your support of us and live theater, and we hope that we'll see you on stage soon, or in the audience at the Majestic Theater, or, hey, you never know, taking lessons at the Ted Herbert Music School. Make sure you catch The Good Doctor happening January 3rd through the 5th at the Executive Court Banquet Facility. Call the Majestic directly for tickets at 669-7469 or www.majestictheater.net. Boy, I'm tripping all over kinds of stuff today.
It's Theater R-E.
Yes, it is, yes, Theater R-E. So thank you, Heather.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Cesar.
Thank you.
I was like, we only have two people this time, but we more than filled this time. So, and you guys are great. So I'm really looking forward to see this show come to shape in these next few weeks. So as always, you know, remember, the world's a stage and music is the voice of the soul. We will see you next time.
Have a good day, everyone.
Bye. Bye.